मुकम करति बासलंग पंगुलंग हैतगिरिंग जत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवम श्रीगुरु दिनतरणं श्री चैतन्यश्वरम नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जय पताका स्वामिनेत नामिने। सो आई हैव बीन टोल्ड बाय श्री धर्म प्रभु टू स्पीक अबाउट ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड जगन्नाथ इन नीलाचल धाम। So this topic is very exalted subject matter. So first I'll explain the who is Lord Gauranga and his mood. Then we'll read something from Lord Gauranga's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Specifically, what mood लॉर्ड गौरांग श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही हैड व्हेन ही वाज इन जगन्नाथपुरी। सो एज ऑल ऑफ यू नो द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड दो ही इज एकमेव अद्वितीय ही इज वन बट स्टिल ही हैज मेनी फॉर्म्स एक बहुश्यम अभवत ही हैज अनलिमिटेड अनादि अनंत रूपम। सो अमंग दिस अनादि अनंत रूपम the topmost two forms are the Krishna form and Gauranga form. So what is the difference between the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The difference, they are all complete, purna. But the manifestation of energy, shakti, prakash, is different. So in scripture it is explained, the Parambrahma, the lowest form of Parambrahma is Nirakar Brahma. Nirakar Brahma, in which the manifestation of energy, the varieties of energy, is manifested in very little, very small degree. But within Krishna, that manifests completely. All energies manifest completely. And in other different forms, like Narasimha, Vamana, Ramachandra, in different degree, the energy has manifested. So in this way, according to scripture, the Krishna etatansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Krishna is regarded as swayam bhagavan, ekameva aditya. So if God will be one, there is no second God as swayam bhagavan, but there will be one problem. So what is the problem? So God is known as enjoyer. So all the living entities and energies, they are enjoyed by God. So Lord Krishna is enjoying and all the devotees are serving. So when Lord Krishna receiving the service from his devotee, so Krishna is enjoying. But when devotees are serving Krishna, devotees are also enjoying. So here our acharyas are explaining, when Krishna enjoys by receiving service and the devotees are enjoying by rendering service. So when 5000 years ago Krishna came, then he received lot of service and he enjoyed and he went back to Golok Vrindavan. So one day Krishna sitting in a solitary place and thinking to himself that who is the enjoyer? I am enjoyer. Or all the gopis are enjoyer. Is he remembering when the gopis, Krishna having pastimes with the gopis? So Krishna enjoying lot, but at the end of the pastime he could see from the face, by seeing the faces of the gopis, that the gopis, they are enjoying millions times better than Krishna. Then he himself thinks, oh, who is enjoyer? They are enjoying better than me. So he is trying to enjoy the sweetness he retains within himself. But in different way he is trying and he is not able to enjoy. How can he enjoy himself, the sweetness within himself? So now the Gaudiya Acharya is saying that absolute truth, Parambrahma, has to have two forms, can't we have one form. So in one form, Krishna is enjoying the Prema Bhakti of the devotees, receiving the prema, love of the devotees. And what the devotees are enjoying? In reciprocation, what Krishna giving giving to his devotees. He is giving swamadhurja. Swamadhurja means the sweetness he retains within himself. When that madhurja sweetness manifests to the living entities, now we don't release the sweetness of Krishna. We are covered with the kama, desire for our sense gratification. So as long as we are covered with kama, the desire for sense gratification, so long the sweetness, the madhurya, what Krishna is having, we can relate to that madhurya. Then what we are relating to and how we are enjoying now, we can relate to a perverted reflection of that madhurya, that sweetness that Krishna is having. And to that we can relate and we can enjoy. But when gradually we will become free from lust or kama, then Shuddha Prema will arise. That time only we can relate and Krishna will release his sweetness so living entity can enjoy. So in one form Krishna is enjoying the prema, love of devotees and giving in reciprocation, giving his sweetness. So devotees are enjoying. So now if Krishna is enjoying only the love of the devotees and he is not enjoying his own sweetness, then he will become incomplete. That's why Krishna has to have another form, in which form he can also release the sweetness that he is retaining within himself. That's why the Parambrahma has to have two Swayangrupa. That is Krishna and another is Gauranga. So Gauranga Rupa, or this form manifests when Lord Krishna is thinking, Siradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishiva Naiva Swadhyajana Adhvuta Madhurima Kidrishiva Madhya Saukhyangchasya Madanubhavata Kidrishin Beti Lobha. Beti Lobha. Lobha means greedy. He become very greedy to get something. So who is trying to get something? Krishna. So absolute truth never try to get something because he is absolute. So why he will need something? You need something means you are not absolute. But here in Krishna's case we see that even if he has everything, still he has beti lobha. He has developed some greediness. So what is that? Siradhaya pranaya mahima kidrishiva naiva. What kind of love, the greatness of love of Srimati Radharani? Swadhyajana adhvuta kidrishiva madhya. Adhvuta, that wonderful, the sweetness, madhurya, that she is releasing. Then third point is, saukhyangchasya madanubhavata kidrishin. That by serving me, what kind of sukha, the enjoyment they are deriving. So in order to release, in order to understand this, beti lobha, he developed a desire, become greedy to know this. That's why Krishna, what happened? Tad bhavadya sa chigarva sindhu hari indu. That Krishna Chandra, he appeared as Gaura Chandra from the womb of Mother Sachi. He appeared. So that is Lord Gauranga. And who is this Lord Gauranga? That is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Radha Krishna. So in order to know Gauranga Mahaprabhu, one must understand Srimati Radharani. If we do not know Srimati Radharani, then one will not understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Who is this Radha? Is she some lady, ordinary lady, as the common people are thinking? Or is she an ordinary living entity? Or is she a special living entity? No. So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Radharani is the transformation of Krishna Prema. Topmost, the final transformation. Just like milk transforms to yogurt. Yogurt transforms to butter. Butter transform to ghee. So ghee is the final transformation of milk. In the same way, the final transformation of prema. When we get prema, in order to reach at the level of prema, starts from adu, sraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, अनर्थ निवृत्ति, देन निष्ठा, रुचि, आसक्ति, भाव, देन प्रेम. सो दिस प्रेम हैज डिफरेंट वेराइटीज. सो इन भक्तिर समद सिंधु रूप गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट राग अनुराग भाव महाभाव स्नेह मान प्रणय राग अनुराग भाव महाभाव अकॉर्डिंग टू द इंटेंस ऑफ द प्रेम दे आर कॉल्ड इन डिफरेंट नेम्स. फर्स्ट स्टेज स्नेह मान प्रणय भाव महाभाव. सो महाभाव इज फाइनल स्टेज ऑफ प्रेम एंड दिस महाभाव स्वरूपिनी राधा ठाकुरानी. राधाराणी इज एम्बोडिमेंट ऑफ दिस महाभाव. महाभाव ऑल्सो मोदन मादन मादनाख महाभाव टॉपमोस्ट लेवल ऑफ प्रेम एंड व्हेन द पर्सनिफिकेशन ऑफ दैट प्रेम इज श्रीमती राधाराणी. जस्ट लाइक आई वाज टेलिंग फ्रॉम मिल्क योगर्ट, योगर्ट टू बटर, बटर टू घी, द फाइनल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. सो राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति लादिनी शक्ति रस्मात. तो श्रीमती राधाराणी लादिनी शक्ति प्लेजर गिविंग पोटेंसी ऑफ कृष्ण. जस्ट लाइक कृष्ण हैज अनलिमिटेड पोटेंसी एंड हियर वी आर डूइंग ऑल आवर एक्टिविटीज बाय थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर. बट कृष्ण स्वरूप शक्ति ही हैज थ्री मेन मेजर पोटेंसी ह्लादिनी संधिनी एंड सम्मित एंड हिज एक्टिविटीज आर अकम्पलिस्ड बाय द हेल्प ऑफ दिस थ्री पोटेंसीज. दे आर नोन एज स्वरूप शक्ति एंड ह्लादिनी शक्ति इज दैट पोटेंसी हुई इज गिविंग प्लेजर टू कृष्ण एंड दैट पोटेंसी इज विद इन कृष्णस बॉडी. And when that potency is within Krishna's body and providing pleasure to Krishna, that is known as amurta. Amurta means no form. Energy has no form. So in amurta, it is within Krishna's body and giving pleasure. And when that pleasure potency takes a form, that is Srimati Radharani. That is Srimati Radharani. From outside, she gives pleasure. In same way, sandhini shakti. What is the business of sandhini shakti? His existential potency. These are very fundamental subject matter for us to understand, which makes a big difference between the teachings of Gaudiya Sampradaya and any other Vaishnava Sampradaya. Any other Vaishnava Sampradaya, they don't have understanding about the subject matter. And this is special subject matter which makes difference. So, the Ladini Shakti is pleasure giving potency and personification of that Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Then Sandhini Shakti is existential potency. That by which potency Krishna is existing eternally. Or holding Dharana Shakti. Nanda, Jasoda, Jasoda, Mother Jasoda, holding Krishna in her womb. You think any ordinary lady can hold Krishna? Any ordinary lady, any special lady can become Krishna's mother? No, no living entity can become Krishna's mother. Living entity cannot become Krishna's mother. Living entity are marginal potency of Krishna. They can't become Krishna's mother. Only Krishna's Swarup Shakti, internal potency can become Krishna's mother. She is holding Krishna. So just like Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani, the Sandhini Shakti, existential potency is Mother Jasoda and Devaki, Kausalya, Kaikeyi, Aditi, that the manifestation of Mother Jasoda. And then Sandhini, Sammit Shakti is this knowledge, that Krishna knows everything. And we know Krishna through this Sammit Shakti. And the transformation or personification of the Sammit Shakti is Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc. So what I was discussing, so this is Srimati Radharani, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shakti Rasmat. She is Hladini Shakti. Ek Atma Api Bhuipura Deha Vedam Gatautau. दो राधा एंड कृष्ण अदर एक आत्मा दे कैनॉट बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम ईच अदर जस्ट लाइक द फायर कैनॉट बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम द लाइट फायर कैनॉट बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम द हीट द सेम वे राधाराणी एंड कृष्ण द पोटेंसी द एनर्जी एंड एनर्जेटिक कैनॉट बी सेपरेटेड राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा अपि भूमि पूरा देहभेदम गतौतु इवन इफ देर वन आत्मा फॉर टाइम इमेमोरियल दे हैव बीन सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम ईच अदर व्हेन दिस हैपेंड वंस इन गोलक वृंदावन कृष्ण वाज सिटिंग लोनली सो अलोन ही सिटिंग एंड ही वांट्स टू एंजॉय एंड श्रुति एक्सप्लेन एकाकी सनरम्यते अलोन वन कैनॉट एंजॉय व्हेन कृष्ण वांट्स टू एंजॉय Then all of a sudden, from his body, one beautiful girl appeared. And as soon as she appeared from his body, then she ran and plucked a flower and gave to Krishna. That is, her name is Radha. Ra means Rasalila. Area where they do the Rasalila, she appeared from Rasalila, that is Ra. Dha means Dhavati. Dhavati means running. And as soon as she appeared, She ran to pluck a flower to serve Krishna. That's why her name is Radha. So, in this way, she appeared. Ekatmana bhavi bhuvipura dhevedam gatoto. Even if one atma, from time immemorial, they have accepted two separate bodies. Bhuvipura dhevedam gatoto. Chaitanakcha prakatamadhuna tadyam chaikamaptam. Adhuna means now, These two personalities, even if one Atma, Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Aksha, in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tad doyam cha aikyam aptam. These two, they become together. Radha bhava duti subalitam naomi Krishna swarupam. Radha bhava. So Lord Krishna, he is thinking that how can I enjoy the sweetness I am having within myself? So he's trying in different way. Then finally, he understood the only way if I accept the mood of Srimati Radharani. Then he accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani and appeared as Gauranga. So this is what Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So next, what is the special mood of Gauranga? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna appeared as Gauranga in order to release the sweetness or madhurya Krishna is having. So here we have to understand the enjoyment of Krishna and the living entities, there are different mood or bhava. There are aishwarya bhava, madhurya bhava, aishwarya, audarya bhava. So, Srila Prabhupada explaining that Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan is much more important than his pastime in Golok Vrindavan. Krishna's pastimes on this earthly planet has something special which is not in Golok Vrindavan. So what is that speciality? So Prabhupada explaining a wife serving her husband. When husband is staying together with wife and wife serving husband, that is known as Sambhoga. Sambhaga means in your personal, you are serving to whom you like, you love. It is Sambhaga. So she is enjoying. But when the husband goes away somewhere else, at that time what happens? The wife very intensely thinks about her husband. And the relationship at that point becomes more intense. That is known as Biraha or Vipralamba Bhava. So in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is counted as the highest mood, to serve the Lord, to think the Lord in separation. That's in Golok, in Krishna Loka, in spiritual world, as we see in material world, there is one Krishna. He appears in Gokul, Vrindavan. That time people cannot see him in Dwaraka or Mathura. Then 11 years old, Then he leaves Vrindavan, he goes to Mathura. There he lives 13 years, then he leaves Mathura, goes to Dwaraka. So one Krishna going different places. But in spiritual world, there are three Krishna. One Krishna is in Dwaraka, one in Mathura, and one in Vrindavan. So there is no need of one Krishna going to another place. So that means Krishna is always staying in Vrindavan. So always gopis are serving, Radharani is serving. But in order to release the special relationship in the separation, viraha and vipralamba, so Krishna comes to this material world. Of course, before he comes here, he creates one pastime there in spiritual world where Radharani will be cursed. Therefore, 100 years you have to stay in separation. But 100 years in spiritual world, but first of all, there is no influence of time. But 100 years in material world is long period. But spiritual world, not even a blinking of eye. It's nothing that much also. So that's why Radharani and Krishna, they have to come here and 100 years they are separated. This is known as Vipralamba Bhav. So now Krishna is trying to enjoy the way his devotee is enjoying by serving him. So he selected who is that devotee and enjoying by serving me the topmost way. So he founded Ekali Radhika, only Radharani. Only she is enjoying topmost way. So now I have to accept her mood and angakanti, bodily effulgence. Then I can enjoy. Then when Radharani was in Vrindavan and she was going through so much suffering in separation, and she was telling how Krishna can understand my mood. And only sometime if he comes in my situation, then he will understand what suffering I am going through in his separation. In the same way, Krishna, when he appeared as Gauranga, also he took this mood of separation. How this happened? When Gauranga Nimai Pandit was in Navadip, he was not so devotional minded initially. He was very arrogant. He was more intellectual, studying grammar, logic, all these kinds of things. He would not associate with Vaishnavs. So only this mood of devotion arised inside him. When Lord Gauranga, he went to Gaya for Pitru Shraddha. In Gaya, there he saw Vishnu Pada Padma. And after seeing Vishnu Pada Padma, complete transformation took place. Then he started to cry, but just by seeing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Then he went, took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. Then after taking initiation, when Nimai Pandit was coming back to Navadip, on the way back to Navadip, there is a place Kanai Natsala. Now it is located in Bihar and Bengal border. A small hill on the bank of river Ganges. When Nimai was there, that night, Lord Gauranga, he saw that Krishna appeared. He could see that Krishna wearing a yellow dhoti and smiling and playing on his flute. And he came, just embraced Nimai Pandit, and he disappeared from there. So this is where everything started from. It's Vipralamba, Viraha. Then he became so uncontrolled. Always chanting, Kaha Krishna, Kaha Jabo, Kaha Pabo, Murali Badan, where should I go, where can I find that Krishna? Then when he came back to Navadip, he's completely different Nimai, not the same Nimai. Then this is how he started his Sankirtan movement. And day and night, he would simply chant and dance. And Mother Sachi became very happy that Nimai has come back after so long. But after seeing that Nimai has become like mad, then she was very worried what happened to Nimai. Then finally all the Vaishnavas got together, they understood this is not ordinary symptom. It's astasattvic bhav. Then that gradually that increased. And it became more and more intense. Then finally, Lord Gauranga, he took sannyas and accepted name as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And accepting the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he came to Jagannath Puri. So in Jagannath Puri, out of 24 years, he was there 6 years was traveling here and there, 18 years he was in Puri. And last 12 years constantly he was staying in Gambhira. And when he was staying in Gambhira, his mood of separation went so climax, extreme point, then he would not be able to stay inside his room. Govinda would lock him from outside. And any of you, if you have been there, you'd see how many doors you have to go pass through to reach that Gambhira. Still in the middle of the night, he would just go somewhere out. Sometimes you'd see Chatak Parvat thinking Govardhan. He would run like wind, he would run. People would not be able to catch him. Sometimes you will see the ocean, the blue water, he thinks Jamuna, and jump into ocean. And it feels so intense separation. He would scratch his face on the wall of Gambhira. Blood would come from his face. And all the foam would come from his face. And here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in front of Jagannath during Rath Yatra time. The Rath Yatra is a mood that all the gopis taking Lord Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Actually they did not take, but that is the mood. So here we see in Jagannath Puri, the importance is the supermost form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, two supermost forms, Swayam Rupa, Lord Gauranga and Lord Jagannath. So who is Lord Jagannath? Lord Jagannath is Krishna in separation from Srimati Radharani. Radha Viraha Vidhura. Krishna in separation from Radha is Jagannath. And Krishna in separation from Krishna is Lord Gauranga. Krishna in separation from Krishna is Lord Gauranga. Krishna in separation from Radha is Lord Jagannath. Everybody understand? Yes? So Krishna in separation from Krishna. Here is Krishna. But because he accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani, so he is feeling the separation from Krishna. So his two topmost form. One is enjoyer, another form is enjoyed. In this way he is complete now, being in both form, in Krishna and Gauranga. And when Lord Gauranga see Lord Jagannath, he see the Shamasundar form, he doesn't see Jagannath form. And he would come to take darshan of Lord Jagannath every day, stand behind the Garuda Stambha. And he would feel, because he is Radharani, the mood of Radharani, Gauranga would feel as if he see Krishna after so long time in Kurukshetra. He would take darshan, then after when he would come back towards Gambhira, he would feel so separation. And he would write by his nail, on his nails, on the floor. He would feel very separation, thinking that, oh, after so long I saw Krishna, then I lost him. So once Lord Gauranga, after seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath, he came back and feeling so much separation and scratching the ground, he's feeling so much separation. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Once real Krishna came out of the ground, that Krishna is still there in Jagannath Puri. You want to see? Anybody has seen that Krishna? You have seen? You have not seen? Sriti Dharam Prabhu has seen. If next time you go, you can see that Krishna. And when Lord Gauranga feeling separation, scratching the ground, then the Krishna came out of the ground. That is Tota Gopinath. In Gopinath form he is there now. If you go, you can see that form self-manifested deity. That separation came. With Krishna see a Gauranga when he take darshan of Lord Jagannath, he sees Jagannath, Balaram, okay, when he sees Subhadra, then he understands he is not Vrindavan. This is in Kurukshetra. But Radharani did not like Krishna to see in Kurukshetra. When Radharani saw Krishna, he did not like there, because that is different mood. In Kurukshetra, the mood is Aishwarya Bhava. The mood is complete different. That's why Srimati Radharani is saying that Avasase Radha Krishna Kare Nivedan Sei Tumi Sei Ami Sei Navasangam. Avasase Radharani is saying finally, after so long separation, she is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this mood, he is saying to Lord Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath, when Krishna sees Jagannath, then he thinks, oh, I am not in Vrindavan. I am in Kurukshetra because he sees Subhadra. Subhadra is never in Vrindavan. So he understands, oh, it is not Vrindavan. It is Kurukshetra. Then Mahaprabhu is saying, thus to Lord Jagannath, you are the same Krishna and I am same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Sei tumi, sei ami, sei navasangama. Tathapi amar man hare Vrindavan. Though both of we are same, but my mind is attracted by Vrindavan. My mind is there in Vrindavan. What happened once in Rathatra time? There's huge kirtan going on. Lord Gauranga, he made 7 groups. 4 groups in front, 2 groups two side, 1 group back side. So they're all chanting and dancing ecstatically. And one point, Lord Gauranga brought all the parties together. Huge chanting and dancing going on. And Mahaprabhu, Ashta Satyaki Bikar, Udanda Nritya Prabhu, Adhut Bikar, wonderful transformations. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu danced and jumped high. All these 8 wonderful transformations, Ashta Satyaki Bikar, manifested. And when Mahaprabhu Ashta Satyaki Bikar would manifest, Ekaka Dantar Kampa Dekhite Lage Bhai, people would see, they would become afraid to see that how Lord Gauranga's teeth would chatter, as if it will fall out from his mouth. And his body, all the hairs would stand erected like this. Just like the spikes coming from thorns coming from his body. The Simuli tree, all these thorns, his body would look like this. Ek ek dantare kampa dekhite lage bhai. Loke jane danta sab khasiya padai. Mansabrana roma samaroma brinda pulakita. Then his body, all like brana, pimples will come. And through his hair pores, along with the perspiration, blood would come also. Sarvange prasvada chuta tate rakta udgama. Blood would come. And he would cry in such a way, tears usually rolls down on our cheek, but he would cry, it would come like syringe. Others would get soaked with that water. And he would feel so much separation, his throat would choke, and he would not be able to say, he would like to say, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. So instead he would say, Ja 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 ga 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 ga, ja ja ga ga ga. No, he would say like this, yeah. Asebase lokajata vijila sakal. So he would cry, all the people standing in front of him, they would get soaked with their tears. What good fortune is that, huh? And they would get, as soon as the tears touch them, immediately they would get Krishna prem. And his bodily color would change. Dehakanti gauravarna dekhi aruna. His body is gauravarna, golden color. But that would transform to reddish, arunavarna, rising sun. Then after some time, kabhukanti dekhi jana mallika puspa sama. He would transfer complete bright white, like mallika flower. So in this way, sometimes Mahaprabhu would stun, sometimes he would roll on the ground and would take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So when you take darshan of Lord Jagannath, then he would think in separation. So once Lord Chaitanya was dancing, chanting, dancing in ecstasy, he was chanting one verse. That verse is, Ja komarahara sa evai barastava chaitrakshapa stecha unmilita malati surabaya praudha kadambinila sa chaivasmi tathapi surata vyaparila vidhau reva rodhasi betasi tarutala cheta samutantate. This is a verse. In some novel book this is written, one girl was loving a boy. So finally they married to each other. This girl is, after marriage day, when she met this boy, she is mentioning this verse. Ja kaumarahara sa evahi barasta eva. Ja means that boy who had stolen my mind in my youth. Ja kaumarahara sa barasta, he is my husband now. Same moonlit night, nice breeze coming from kadamba flowers and from malati flowers. And I am the same girl and same boy. But I don't enjoy so much. My mind is still lying. Reva, Rodhasi, Betasi, Tarutal in the bank of river Reva. There's a beautiful Betasi tree. Under that tree, when I saw him first, my mind is running there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's chanting this verse and dancing. So much loud sound vibration. Who will understand? Nobody understands what is going on. So, but Mahaprabhu chanting this verse and dancing. Then after Athatra finished, so Mahaprabhu, what he used to do? Because Rupa Sanatana and Haridas Thakur, they were not able to enter into the temple because Haridas Thakur was Javan. And Rupa Sanatana being humble because they were working for Javan, they would not enter also temple. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu, every day, after taking Lord Jagannath Darshan, he would go to Haridas Thakur, to Siddhavakul. So one day with his Swarup Damodar and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he walked into Haridas Thakur's house. He had a small straw house. When Mahaprabhu went there, nobody was there. Haridas Thakur, Rupa Sanatan, they all had gone to take bath in the ocean. So Mahaprabhu, he's walking on the veranda, just walking and waiting when all of them will come back. When he's walking, all at once, by the will of the God, by his own will, he can see everything. But all of a sudden he saw on the roof, the straw roof, one palm leaf got stuck into the roof of the building. Then Mahaprabhu took and he saw, hey, what is this he has written? Then he read beautiful verse, been composed and written, and Rupa Goswami has written that verse. And so beautiful, how to speak of the meaning. If we sing the handwriting of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu saying, Per Hastakar Jan Mukutara Panti. His handwriting is like pearls. Rupa Goswami's handwriting is so beautiful. And Rupa Goswami has composed a verse that what this verse meaning is, Ja Kaumarahara Sa Barastavahi Chaitrakshapa. He takes that verse and he has composed a verse, that verse saying that Radharani is saying, Sa Ayam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militam. O Sahachari, O my friends, to other gopis, that Kurukshetra Militam. Now, we together have met in Kurukshetra. I am the same Radha, he is the same Krishna. My mind is not satisfied by meeting him in Kurukshetra. My mind is lying in Vrindavan. So that's why here he is mentioning Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in that mood, in Radharani's mood. When Radharani saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, then all the Brajavasis, they have come, Nanda, Jasoda, Radharani, all the gopis, and all Dwaraka people, Devaki, Vasudev, everybody, they have come. And Devaki is talking to Mother Jasoda, Vasudev speaking to Nanda Maharaj, they are all talking. And all the gopis along with Radharani, they pulled Krishna. Then they took him away to some small forest. Then Krishna said, oh, you still remember me? After so much separation, you still remember me? Oh, I also remember all of you. Don't think that I don't remember. I remember all of you. I love you so much. I don't want to leave you. But what can I do? We are all controlled by God. But God is controlling us. He saying, just like he, by the wind brings all the dust together, then again separate. The same way God is controlling. I did not come by God's will. God threw me here, separated you from me here. Then all the gopis saying, what God's God separated you. We know you by your own will, you left us. Akrura came, by your own will, you left Vrindavan. And you are here by your own will. You have been staying here so long, not going back to see us. So if you say God's will this is happening, then you are God. By your own will you have come, you have left us. Then Krishna says, oh, really? You are so learned. You know I am God. Then all problems solved. Then Krishna trying to explain that you see, if I am God, then God is existing everywhere. Just like the air, ether, fire, water, existing within everybody, outside of everybody, everywhere. So if I am God, then I am existing everywhere. I am existing within your heart. Then why are you feeling separation? You should not feel separation. By hearing this, then gopis become more angry. You are giving too much knowledge to us. But we don't know you as that Parameshwar Bhagavan, as Paramatma. We know you as our Praneshwar. You don't give us too much knowledge. No, you just come to Vrindavan. Their mood is. But you, why you are not satisfied? Now I am here. After so long, you saw me. You are not satisfied. No, we are not satisfied. Tathapi amar mon hare Vrindavan. Even if I see you here, although you are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. That's why Vrindavane Udaya Karaha Apanacharan. I wish you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. So Srimati Radharani is explaining that Onner Hidayaman Amar Man Vrindavan Manebane Ekikari Mani. That for others, if they think you, within their heart they are satisfied. Because their heart is not separate from mind. Mind and heart are inseparable. But my heart is Vrindavan. So you have to come to Vrindavan. So why are you not satisfied by getting me here? Because you are not the same Krishna here. I want you to see, here so many people are here. Yahan Lokaranya. Lokaranya is so much crowd. Hati, Ghoda, Rathadhani. Taha Pusparanya Bhringa Pika Nadasuni. So Radharani explaining. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is telling in the mood of Radharani, after seeing Lord Jagannath, that I am not satisfied to see you like this. So many people are here. Many are surrounded with ministers, elephants, horses, so many chariots making so much horrible sound. But you come to Vrindavan. There are Pusparanya. Nice flower gardens are there. Bhringa Pika Nadasuni. In Vrindavan, there are eyes, we can hear the humming of the bees, chirping of the birds, so beautiful. And here you are wearing this horrible dress. You look like Kshatriya dress. Here are Rajavesa. And all these people surrounding, all Kshatriya, all these ministers are surrounding. We don't like you to see like this. But in Vrindavan, Taha Gopavesa Sange Murali Vadana. You look so beautiful. Like cowherd boys, surrounded with cowherd boys, you are decorated with branches, with leaves, and with flowers. It is so nice. So the gopis are comparing. In the mood of the gopis, Lord Gauranga is saying, when I find in Vrindavan, because Lord Gauranga is pulling Lord Jagannath's chariot, the mood of Srimati Radharani, that I will take you to Vrindavan. So why I will take you to Vrindavan? Even if I have found you here, Braja Tomar Sange Jai Sukha Aswadan Sei Sukha Samudra Nahi Iha Ekakan. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying that you come please to Vrindavan, which Gundicha temple is Vrindavan, Sundarachal, and Jagannath temple is known as Nilachal. Saying, I see you here, I got you here. But I don't get one drop of happiness that I receive, that ocean of happiness in Vrindavan. That's why you should come there to Vrindavan. So this is the mood of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he see Lord Jagannath, and he, with this mood, he pulls Lord Jagannath's chariot. And during the 7 days, when Lord Jagannath goes to Gundicha temple, all the Daitapatis, they also worship Lord Jagannath in this mood of Gopi Bhava. So that's why Ratha Yatra takes place for this reason. This is the mood. Why this Ratha Yatra takes place? Actually, the real reason why Ratha Yatra takes place is when Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra appeared in his their form, then King Indradyumna, Lord Jagannath said, I want to give you some boon. What boon you want? Then King Indradyumna asked three boons. One of those boons was, you please bless me that I will have no son. Please give me a boon. Is there anybody who pray God, please bless me, I will not have a son? Anybody is there like that? Everybody they pray, please give me a son. But he has a strange blessings. Don't give me a son. Why? If I have a son, then later on he will claim this temple is my temple. So Lord said, Tathastu, let it happen. So Indradyumna's desire was fulfilled. But Gundicha was standing next to him. She got very worried. What will happen? I will have no son. Then she started to cry. My Lord, if I will not have son, who will do the Shraddha ceremony to me? Who will look after us? So I will have no son. Then Lord Jagannath said, you don't be worried. I will go to your house as your son. That is Masi auntie. She has become auntie. Masi, this is Masi house. So I will go to your house. I will stay 7 days at your place. So that is the Ratha Yatra. That's why they take Lord Jagannath's deity out of the temple. Lord Jagannath, before come out of the temple, he takes permission. He takes permission from Lakshmi Devi that I am going for 1 or 2 days and I will come back very soon. He will go with Balaram and Subhadra. He will not take Lakshmi Devi because he is going to Vrindavan. Lakshmi cannot enter to Vrindavan. So Lakshmi, she is in Aishwarya Bhava. So she cannot enter into Vrindavan. That's why Lord Jagannath will keep her in Nilachal. Then he will go with Baladev and Subhadra to Gundicha temple. Then Mother Lakshmi will be waiting. After 1 or 2 days, Lord Jagannath said he will come back. Waiting. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, still not coming back. Then the 5th day, then Mother Lakshmi will go in a chariot, in a palanquin, she will go. She will be so angry. Why you have not come back till now? She will go and break the chariot of Lord Jagannath. She cannot do anything to Baladeva Subhadra, but the chariot of Lord Jagannath. Then at the end of Ratha Yatra, then Lord Jagannath, Baladeva Subhadra will come on Dasami Tithi. Then they will stay on the chariot. And Ekadasi, they will have a golden dress. Then after that, this deity will come. So there is a Chahani Mandap and a Singhadwara. Chahani Mandap means there is a raised platform. On that day, Lakshmi Devi will come and waiting there. And Chahani means to look. She will be looking when Jagannath entering into the temple. So Jagannath will come by the chariot. She will be waiting there. So when Baladev comes, so Baladev will enter into the temple. Then Subhadra will come, Subhadra will enter into the temple. When Jagannath will come, then Lakshmi Devi will go with a group of her pandas, pujaris, and close the door. Then Lakshmi Devi will not allow Lord Jagannath to enter into the temple. Then Jagannath's pandas will be there also. They will be pushing to open the temple. And for a long time, for hours, they will have rebuking each other, shouting, scolding. Then Lakshmi Devi will say, no, you get lost from here. You told me to come within 1 or 2 days. Where have you been for all these days? You did not take me? So once Lakshmi Devi was thrown out of the temple. Some of you know who have been to Puri Jatra. So I'll tell for the others. It's a very humorous story, familiar to all the people in Orissa. So once what happened, Lakshmi Devi used to go to whoever her devotees, she used to go to their house. So she had one devotee, her name is Sia Chandaluni. Sia Chandaluni means Chandal, one Chandal. She is very devoted to Mother Lakshmi. So in Orissa, all over Orissa, they worship Mother Lakshmi. So what happened? In Orissa, every Thursday, they do Lakhi Puja, a special month. And that day, everybody, starting with Brahman, Chandal, everybody, they will clean their house very nicely, put all kinds of alpana, decorate their house, do Lakshmi Puja with intense devotion to Mother Lakshmi. And Mother Lakshmi as a nature, whoever is cleanless, she will go there. Doesn't matter what caste kid, she doesn't care. And she used to go to the Chandal house. And once Baladev told Jagannath, your wife going to Chandal house and again coming back to her Sri Mandir, her temple getting contaminated. You tell your wife, she should not go to this Chandala's house. Baladev cannot tell because in her Orissa there is a system. The lady cannot speak to the elder brother of her husband. How to speak? Cannot speak, cannot see, cannot show her face. Can't show her face also. It's very restriction. They're very orthodox there. So they follow Balaram Jagannath because Oriya. They follow the same custom. So Baladev told Jagannath, you go tell her she should not go to Chandala's house. Then Jagannath went to Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi, my elder brother is saying you cannot go to this Chandal house and come back again to this Sri Mandir. Lakshmi, what? She is my great devotee. How can I stop going to her house? I must go. I cannot stop going to my devotee's house. Then Jagannath went and told Baladev that she is saying she cannot stop going to her devotee's house. Then Baladev told, then tell her if she once again she goes to Chandal house, then she is not allowed to enter into this temple. Then she has to stay out of the temple. And Jagannath is very obedient to his elder brother, Baladev. Then Jagannath went to Lakshmi, said, Lakshmi, I am very sorry. My elder brother is saying that you are not allowed to stay in this temple anymore. So you have to go stay out of the temple. Then Lakshmi said, okay, I have no problem. If you order like that, but I can't give up my devotee. Better I go from tomorrow. Tonight I leave this temple. Then Mother Lakshmi left that night. Next day morning, Jagannath and Baladev, they are waiting. The breakfast will come. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, no breakfast coming. And they are supposed to eat constantly. They have given a boon to Indradyumna. They will eat, wash their hand. And before their hand dry, they have to eat again. They are fond of eating. And now 8 o'clock, no breakfast. So Baladev called Jagannath, what is happening? What is breakfast? Then Jagannath says, breakfast? No breakfast today, no Lakshmi. Then no Lakshmi, will prepare the breakfast? Then Baladev said, okay, no problem. We will go and prepare. Let us go to kitchen room. We will cook some breakfast for us. Then Jagannath Baladev went to kitchen room. All the ovens, utensils, all broken because when Lakshmi was kicked out of the temple, all her maid servants, they got so angry. So they broke the oven and they broke all the pots, utensils. The whole place was big, big mess over there. Then Jagannath Baladev, they went to the storeroom. And when they opened the storeroom, Lakshmi left. All opulence also left. The storeroom was empty. Nothing was there. So what to do? Jagannath Baladev thinking now, very hungry. So we have to eat something. Now Lakshmi Devi is gone. So then they decide, okay, we have to eat something. Let us take a form of brahmanas. And we should go and beg something. We are so hungry. We should go and beg some food and eat at least. So Jagannath Baladev, they took form of two brahmanas and on the street they went begging from person to person. So this is the interesting pastime only can happen, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supplier of food to all the living and is maintaining everybody, so one day he can become beggar also. For ordinary people, foolish people, they will not realize why this happens. But for devotees this happens. Krishna need to release a special rasa, mellows with the devotees, even if he becomes beggar also. But that time he does not understand he is God. His opulence is covered for releasing a special rasa. So he took this form of beggar. Then he went on the street to beg house to house. So when these two brothers in form of brahmanas went, people would see these two brothers coming to beg something. By seeing them from the far, people would understand, this guy is Alakhana. Alakhana means no lucky. He's deprived of Lakshmi. In Orissa, there's Alakhana. Alakhana means he's deprived of Lakshmi. Now, one who has no mercy of Lakshmi, they say he's Alakhana. So, everybody says, oh, this guy is deprived of Lakshmi. Kick them out, kick them out. Nobody would give any bhiksha, any alms to them to eat or something. Then Jagannath Balaji very hungry, what to do? Then they thought, oh, very thirsty also. By the instruction of Lakshmi Devi, the sun god becomes so bright, scorching heat there. And Jagannath Balaji is going through a lot of trouble and so thirsty. They thought, at least let us go, get some, drink some water. Because nobody giving us any food. Then Jagannath Balaram went to a pond, and as soon as they're approaching the pond, by the Lakshmi Devi's order, the pond, all the water also vanished, dried, no water to drink. They had to do, very hungry, very thirsty. Then Jagannath Balaram said, let us go, let's take some leaves at least. Then they went to tree, the leaf, all the leaves dried there. So wherever they are going, whatever is happening, the mother Lakshmi Devi arranging in such a way that they cannot eat, they cannot drink. And finally, they went to a temple, and one lady, after offering some khai, some pop rice, to the deity, she was coming out of the temple. Then Jagannath Baladev went to her and said, oh, we are very hungry, can you give some food? Then she did not chase them away, but out of compassion, she said, okay, I have some prasad, you can take this prasad. So she, from the plate, she was just about to give that khai, that pop rice, to Jagannath Baladev. And immediately by the instruction of Lakshmi Devi, the wind, a heavy wind came and blew away all the khais from the plate. So Jagannath Baladev had nothing to eat now. So what to do now? Nothing to eat. Already noon late, the day getting late and nothing to eat. Then finally, Baladev, Jagannath, they asked somebody, can you tell us, in this area there is somebody who can feed us some food? We are Brahmanas, hungry Brahmanas. Is there somebody who can feed us something? Then one person seriously says, there is one village there, if you go to that village, there is one very charitable personality, he feeds all the sadhu sannyasis. You can go there. Oh, what is that village? So that is village of all the chandalas. The chandalas, they stay there. Then Baladev saying, Jagannath, let us go there. What go there? The chandalas. The chandalas stay there. Jagannath knows everything. No? So you just told the Lakshmi Devi going to Chandala house, you don't go, but now Chandala's village, how can I go there? Then, are, forget about that Chandala's. We are so hungry. We will not eat from their hand. We will get raw rice, dal, sabji. We will cook ourselves. Then we will eat. Then Jagannath said, okay, let's go. And Jagannath Bala, they both went to that village. Then they found that house which is very charitable. They went to their house, that we are very hungry Brahmanas. We need something to eat. Yes, everything is ready. Rice, dal, sabji. Please sit down. We'll serve you. No. We are Brahman. We cannot eat in your house. But you can give some raw rice, dal, sabji. We can cook ourselves. Then the house lady said, no problem. They prepared nice oven. They brought wood, clay pot, rice, dal, sabji, oil. Okay, you please cook and eat. Then Baladev told Jagannath, you cook, I am going to take bath. After bath, I will come back, then both of us will eat. Jagannath said, okay, because the elder brother, he has to follow. Then Baladev went to take bath. Jagannath went to cook. He put the pot on the oven. Then he put the water, rice. Then he tried to set fire into the wood. And he's trying to set fire to the wood. By the instruction of Mother Lakshmi, she instructed fire. No, you don't help, cooperate Baladev. No. So, wood would not set fire. So, how can he cook? So, Jagannath could not cook. Waiting there. Then Baladev came very hungry, thinking that now I go, everything is ready. No, I'll eat. Jagannath, everything ready? All cooking ready? Jagannath saying, what cooking ready? I can't set fire even if. How cooking will be ready? Then Balaram Singh, you are useless, no? In Orissa, they have a belief, if you get up early morning, as soon as you get up, you should wash your face. So sometimes, see, we don't wash our face or don't brush our teeth, we straight go to eat, you know, in our house. Then our mother used to say, if you don't wash your face as soon as you get up, then you cannot set fire. Inauspicious, no, if you not wash your face. Then Baladev say, oh, you are useless. You don't, when you get up, you don't wash your face, that you can set fire. So, okay, you go, I'll cook now. Then Jagannath said, okay, you try. Then Baladev himself, he went. Then he started to set fire to the wood. Then he could set fire to the wood. But what happened when he put into the oven that wood piece? Then fire did not come, smoke came. Only smoke was gone. The whole house got filled with smoke. And so much smoke was there, entered into Balaram and Jagannath's nose and eyes. So all they got so suffocated. Baladev and Jagannath, and all the mucus come from their mouth, from their nose, from the eyes. And Baladev became very angry. And he got so disgusted, fried, now that he could not cook, and now so much smoke coming. He got so fried, he took a big piece of wood and he smashed that clay pot he had put on the top of the oven to cook rice dal sabji. He smashed. Then Jagannath Baladev thinking, so what to do now? All rice dal gone into the oven. So what to eat now? Then finally, both the brothers decided, so what to do? Then Baladev said, okay, forget all this chandal, this, that. Tell them to cook something. Tell them to cook. Because we have no other way. How will survive? How will maintain? The whole day gone past now. So then Jagannath said, call the maid servants. The main house lady is not coming. She is staying inside, just sending all the ingredients. So tell your house lady that she should cook. But we are Brahman. She should clean all the place nice with cow dung. Get fresh water from the river, very cleanliness, everything nicely. She should cook, then we can eat. Then after some time, very quickly, very soon, they cooked varieties of items. Then said Jagannath Baladev, sit down. They sat down, then they brought rice, dal, sabji, serving on the plate. And just by getting the smell of the foodstuffs, Baladev asking Jagannath, this food smells so nice. Then they started to eat. Oh, so palatable. Jagannath saying that this food tastes as if cooked by Lakshmi Devi. Baladev says, yes, yes. So nice, so tasty. Just like our temple food. How these chandalas can cook food like this? They're talking like this. Then when they're eating, at the end of the meal, they got one special cake. At the end of the meal, you serve something, what do you call that? Dessert. That special cake came. No, that cake came, that is special cake. Nobody knows except Lakshmi Devi. In main temple, Lakshmi Devi, at the end, she will prepare personally and serve that. Then Baladev asking Jagannath, how these chandalas they know that at the end of her meal, we take this cake? Then that Lakshmi Devi must be staying here. She must be staying here. And at the end of the meal, they said, okay, now we are going to leave. So bring your house lady, we'll bless her. So along the house lady and Lakshmi Devi, they came. When they came, then Jagannath Baladev saw, hey, Lakshmi Devi is staying here. But Baladev cannot speak to Lakshmi Devi. Baladev told Jagannath, you go and beg apology, you catch hold her hand and beg apology, never will tell her to go out of our temple. She can go anywhere she likes, no problem. But let her come back to our temple, otherwise you will not get her daily food even if. Then Jagannath went, caught hold of her hand, said, please excuse us, we will never tell you to go out of the temple. You can go wherever you like, you come and stay in your temple. So now when this 7 days Jagannath Baladev went out of the temple, now Mother Lakshmi will ask, I used to go somewhere to my devotee's house, you kicked me out of the temple, and now you have come after 7 days, where had you gone? I will not let you inside my temple now. So like this, they will be fighting for a long time. Then the Pandas of Jagannath, finally they will get cooled down. They will say, okay, Lord Jagannath will say, please excuse me this time. I will never do like this again. Please excuse me. Please let me this time enter to my temple. No? After long fighting and shouting, scolding, then they will let enter. Lord Jagannath will enter. So in this way, there are many sweet pastimes of Lord Jagannath and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And specifically, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, through his pastimes, he taught many things. Actually, whole life of Lord Gauranga was meant for teaching. Lord Krishna came as Lord Gauranga. Another purpose is to teach. Because 5,000 years ago, He spoke in Bhagavad Gita so much knowledge, Sarvadharman Paritejya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. But for 4,500 years, Krishna waiting, thinking, oh, I gave so much jnana, these guys will receive and use it, waiting. But Krishna found these guys' brain is too thick. It's not entering into their brain. So that's why I have to go personally. Apane acharya dharma jivere sikhao. Unless I go personally teach them, what is this prema bhakti? These guys will not understand. That's why Lord Krishna came as Lord Gauranga. And throughout his life, each and every incident and events has taken place through which Lord Gauranga, he has taught to us and what is this prema bhakti and how to perform. And Mahaprabhu would take darshan of Lord Jagannath, then he would go to Totagopinath, there to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was very expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. He was giving very nice Bhagavatam class. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu would go there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Gadadhar would ask that what topic should we discuss today? Then every day Mahaprabhu would go and say, please read Dhruva and Prahlad Charitra, the pastimes of Dhruva and Prahlad. So Dhruva and Prahlad, so in this way he would teach. Usually people, they go in India specifically, all the Bhagavata speakers, everybody, they go directly to Rasa Lila, Rasa Panchadhyaya in 10th canto. But Mahaprabhu taught again and again, we should listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when Mahaprabhu externally would do this, and night time when he would go back to Gambhira, daytime he would not feel so much separation. And when sun would set, and all the devotees would go back to their house, then gradually the separation would become more intense and more intense. And Raya Ramananda Swarup Damodar would spend the time to late night with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu different time, he would develop different mood, bhava. And according to their bhava, Swarup Damodar would recite different verses. His whole night they would spend in Krishna Katha like this. And if Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda, they would leave, then Mahaprabhu would become so much intense in separation. It would be uncontrolled. He would not be able to control himself. Sometimes, as I was telling, he would just go, go to Chatak Parvata, go to Dhuvasan somewhere. One day, in the early morning, they could not find where is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's not there. Then they're searching everywhere, they're searching. And finally, they found Lord Gauranga is lying in the south gate of Lord Jagannath temple. Towards the south gate, there's a place where next to Jagannath's kitchen, when you cook rice, you separate water. In West, you don't do that. But in India, they cook rice, and while they're cooking rice, when rice is boiled, they separate water from that. And that separated water, they come and gather at one place in south gate. And all the cows, they would go and drink that. So one day Mahaprabhu was going, walking, and by seeing the cows, he thought Vrindavan Bhav. And that night he went. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would see in dream the Rasa Lila. And if all of a sudden someone would wake him up, then he would feel so much separation. That I was seeing the Rasa Lila, I am now separated from Vrindavan. One day Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was not found. Nowhere they could find. And finally, they found that he is lying there on the street, and his body has become very long, his joint has become loose, separated, the hand joint was separated, and so much foam coming from his mouth, foam would be coming, and he's fainted, lying there. And when this foam would come, and devotees would take that foam, and they would eat that foam. So in this way, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu would show Ashta Satvik Vikar. So this is for the elevated devotees, but for general devotees also, he would exhibit how the common behavior, he would teach how the common behavior, just like one nice pastimes took place with Govinda, his servant. He wanted to teach to the people. Once Govinda fed Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu a prasadam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took prasadam, and he fell asleep. So now Govinda has to give massage to Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Govinda said, please move your leg so I can go other side for massaging your feet. Then Mahaprabhu said, no, I am too tired. I can't move my leg. Then Govinda put a cloth on top of him and he crossed Lord Gauranga and he gave massage. After a long time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up, so Govinda is sitting there. Govinda, you have taken your prasad? So, no, I have not taken my prasadam. So, why not? But you are sleeping on the way, how can I cross you? Then he said, how can you cross you? How you crossed me? You are on the other side, how did you cross this way? That is to serve you. To serve you, I can cross you. But for my eating, I cannot cross you. So, many, many small incidents that has taken place. For Lord Gauranga himself, by his own behavior, and his associates' behavior, so he has taught us, apane acharya dharma jivere sikhao, apane na acharya dharma sikhana na jaye. If one will not practice, one cannot teach. That's why even if Lord Krishna himself, he had to come to teach as Lord Gauranga this prema bhakti. And Krishna has to come for this specific service. But these teachings that what Gauranga has given cannot be mentioned in Veda, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, cannot explain. That's what it has been stated. Jadi Gaura na hoito, tabeki hoito, kemane dharitam de, Radhara mohima, prema rasasima, jagate janatoke. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu would not come, then how the people would know about the prema bhakti of Srimati Radharani? And prema bhakti of Srimati Radharani cannot be explained by Veda, Vedanta, Purana. No, cannot reveal this Veda Gopya hidden subject matter. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, he has to come to give this specific secret message about the loving relationship of Srimati Radharani with Krishna. So this is what Lord Jagannath and sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Gaura Premanande, Sri Radha Gokulanda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki.